Without it. It's to cover the borough's share of this project.
$4 million.
Yes. Yeah. That's what we're applying for. Whether you'll be successful with that, Rick, right now I can say it's zero, $4 million, anything else. Correct. But that we're looking to get this whole project funded, and we have not been told that we're asking for too much for FEMA yet.
Would you find out the financing before you got into the spending of the money?
We would know the financing through EIT, but we may not know
the FEMA. But
we might not know the FEMA yet.
But you would have spent some money already, in fairness.
It depends. I mean, if you go out to bid, this thing comes in March, say, you know, and you get ready to start construction. Well, now, as soon as that dollar value comes in through your bids, that's what EIT is going to loan you. That'll be the amount of the loan. They're doing it different this year. They used to do it on an estimate. Now they're doing it on the actual cost of what the bid comes in at.
Okay.
So whatever that bid number comes in at, that's when the loan documents go forward towards execution. Will FEMA have an answer by that time or a favorable answer? I can't tell you that sitting here today. I'm not exactly sure when they will come in with that.
But we don't have to go out to bid. We're not driven to go out to bid, even though we have the loan documentation in place.
You are, because if you'd have to have a project awarded, I think it's March, or we'd be kicked out of this funding cycle altogether.
That's okay. The issue. We're almost committing before the referendum.
Correct.
That's what's making me a little nervous, because that's not, I don't think of our mindset was.
I agree with you. That's why I brought the question up.
Yeah, but we have until November to make this decision.
That's like 2 weeks.
Well, 2 weeks.
It's more than that. Which core is GDR? Are they still involved anymore?
That's a separate project by itself. The core is more doing the shoreline. We're doing the interior piping going out, you know, keeping some of the, you know, some measurements from the bay coming in. But that's a separate project in itself.
Okay, so we'll get our more feedback from the table in the first meeting in November.
Right. Now, in the interim, like I said, I'll get you some more documents.
Yeah, send us everything you can so we can make an educated.
You know, let's talk. Okay.
I think the whole problem is that they won't award the money until you commit to the bid.
You know, it's catch 22.
Fair enough.
Is that all, Mr. Lubin?
That's it on that issue, Mayor.
Okay. Before we go to public portion, Mr. Hill had a meeting. Was it today, Tim? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
With FEMA, you want to, or they were local?
We had a brief meeting with the local Monmouth County FEMA office. They sent the rep in to talk to us, which was very nice of them to do. Basically, what we're looking at is there's hazard mitigation grant program available subsequent to the federal disaster declaration, and municipalities are eligible to apply for funding. And as far as the scope of projects, I'm sure everyone in this room knows, if you take a walk around town or take a drive through town, there's numerous projects that were impacted during the storm. What we're proposing, and it's not an official list, what we'd like to include, and we've been instructed through FEMA, is to put everything in that we can. It'd be nice if you could tie everything together, because that would even look better, but that's not possible here. What we're looking at, we have October 15th as our deadline to put in basically letters of intent, which we're working on. We're getting some numbers together. The Washington Avenue and street, and encompassing the bulkhead as well. And what that means is, if we're eligible for the grant money, we would be the facilitator of the grant, but we would also need to have match dollars put in there. Where those match dollars come from, FEMA hasn't really said, you know, where it has to play out, but we know there'd be an obligation, perhaps on some property owners as well, if they're willing to come on board with the project. The borough does have to apply. Also, without doubt, the Shore Drive area of the mudslide, we're also considering that there. Again, I want to make it very clear, we would be facilitating and putting in a hazard mitigation grant notice to FEMA with a dollar amount speculating, but that does not mean that the borough would then be obligated, nor could we be held accountable to say that we're doing it on your behalf if you're a property owner there. The nice thing is, if we work on this together and we do get the funds, that would be a win-win for everyone. So the borough would be facilitating some of that. What we're told right now is 75% match, or 75% grant and 25% match, but those numbers may change. The other projects that we're looking at is the North Street Pump Station, as was mentioned. The Snug Harbor project with the new pump station, I believe, was mentioned. There's a possibility, and please understand that this is a possibility, but the governing body would really have to discuss this, of possibly getting involved with elevating some flood-prone areas and doing flood mitigation for businesses. Meaning, we understand the businesses along Bay Avenue can't necessarily be raised because they have accessibility issues, but there is some, I forget what they call it, preventive or...
Yes.
There's a definite term that they use that might be able to help businesses also recover more easily if that damage were to occur again. I don't know how else to put that. The other item is we have another bulkhead problem along the 5th Street, the Cedar Street, near the clam plant property. That's been identified in the past as a concern, and FEMA may look upon projects like that as preventing further damage in the future as well. So, Dale, anything good?
Yeah, Mr. Hill, real quick, going back to the elevating the homes and businesses, a lot of times the businesses will, just due to ADA access and accessibility to their business, especially along Bay Avenue corridor, FEMA would also be open to flood-proofing those businesses instead of raising the structures.
That was the term.
They'd be able to flood-proof. And we've had a couple of them actually do this over the years, flood-proof rather than raise, and it seems to be to work out nicely.
Thank you. And the idea is here, folks, and the governing body is probably just hearing this tonight because we had the meeting this afternoon. I am attending the what FEMA calls the kickoff meeting for municipal officials only tomorrow. There's two sessions scheduled. We have the 1 o'clock in the afternoon session with a whole host of other applicants. So that tells me if they've scheduled 2-3-hour sessions, it's going to be a lot of folks in attendance from around the county. So we are prepared to meet with them tomorrow. We'll get some more formal deadlines. But right now, we are under the gun for the 15th. Luckily, the process is fairly simple. I don't want to simplify anything, but it's one page. And it's just a letter of intent that we may be moving forward with these types of projects. And if there's any comment from the governing body, please let me know if there's anything else we want to address.
Mr. Hill, is the borough applying for certain areas? Is that stopping the private property owner from applying on their own?
No. What we're encouraging, and I think we've been encouraging all along, is any property owner that may be impacted or have a vested interest, that they should look at every means possible, whether it be a grant program, loan program, whatever is out there. And we encourage you to get involved, even at this point, if you say, well, I really don't want to take out a loan, or I might not need a loan. But if we can match dollars down the road, that may be something you really have to look at. So if we're required to come up with a 25% match somehow, it wouldn't be the borough's responsibility to do so on some of these project areas. So you may want to consider having some additional ducks in the pond there.
Also, and they did increase, or extend, I should say, the deadline for the private property owner to apply,
yes,
correct?
Yes, private folks, as I mentioned before, if you need to or haven't done so for issues, October 31st, I believe, is the new deadline.
Yes, yeah, copies right. Of that have been provided.
At the last meeting, we told everybody how to apply by the end of September. They actually
extended the deadline. Yeah, a couple days later. Well, September 30th, we got the notice. That information is in your packets if you did grab a packet for tonight. Dale?
Mr. Hill, if I can add one more thing. As Mr. Hill had said, the meeting was very productive today. And one thing that they did stress is obviously if there's a specific damage location, the more information, the better. And even if it's a joint venture, even if the borough applies, definitely the property owner should come along with it. Reason being is because they feel that it would be a stronger application, look more favorably, moving up the command of FEMA to have more information and more parties that have a vested interest in those repairs.
And more parties recognizing there's a problem.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Hill and Mr. Lubner. We appreciate you going out there on our behalf. Public portion. Don Ryan, 363 Shore Drive, I believe.
Yes, Don Ryan.
Yes, sir.
363 Shore Drive. I've been coming before the council for the last couple of years about the road that runs along the side of my house, Willow Drive to Fay, and it's in really bad disrepair. At the end of the road, there's a little pond that leaches water out onto the road, and it turns to ice in the wintertime. It's really a tight turn, and now 4 Fay Street has been sold, and they're going to tear it down and rebuild, which is, going to be a hassle for which I have to just deal with, but I'm concerned about how they're going to make that turn. You know, and, you know, they're going to have contractors that are going to be eager to get back there and have a garage there, you know, it's somewhat protected by a steel pylon. But if somebody cuts into that berm that's holding back that water, it's going to be a mess. Now, I've come before this board a few times where that's let loose, and for months I have like a river running down the road. In the wintertime, it's really treacherous. You know, a few of these council members have been out there to see it. You know, and now, you know, there's going to be a house that's ripped down and then a new home built to code, so it's going to be a pretty big structure. It's going to be a big project. I'm a contractor, I know. And I know what they're going to be like coming back and forth past my house, which is literally within 18 inches of the road. So now, not only is the road in really bad disrepair, but there's going to be an issue with these guys coming back there, and they're going to be tearing this thing up, if they can even make it back there. I don't know if the new owner has made it any, you know, petition to the court to have something done, or if he's going to have access from another place, but the guy that's lived there all those years, that's how he gets there, from right. Willow to Fay. Now, you had said to me the last time, Mr. Mayor, you know, that you wanted to check and make sure that there's like a town road.
I remember talking about it. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. We were looking to see if it was paper.
So now something, you know, really needs to be done.
No, that's
on
the other side.
Right.
Okay. Did we check it out? Did we do it?
You guys came out. You guys had, you know, prompt service up on top at Bayview. You guys put a berm up top because that road is collapsing.
I remember you coming down there, right?
Yeah, Mr. Williams was out there. And the next day, you know, I thank you for that. Because
no, no,
that's helped a lot with, you know, all the silt that was coming down.
Right.
You know?
Can you
but this is a problem back there.
So assess it?
Yeah. Was that
down there?
Yeah, I'll go down.
Mr. O'Neill will go down there.
So they're gonna, you're going to build behind your little garage here in the corner. That's where it is.
Well,
around
that, yeah, that's where they're going to have to make the turn. That Carol, little bungalow down the end of Bay Street, though, has been sold. The guy left, and they're supposedly going to build a new home there.
Okay.
How are you going to get construction vehicles?
What's the street next to yours?
It's Willow.
That's Willow.
Coming
right?
up,
yeah.
And then Fed. Next to me is Willow Street.
Currently, okay, we don't believe there is any application before either board planning or zoning to do anything there.
You would have received notice if you're adjacent to
only if they need is variance, right?
Well, I would assume that's what they would need.
Maybe not.
So you may not get
they wouldn't go to the board for a site plan for us.
Not for the house.
No, no, no.
Only if there's a variance.
For a variance.
Yeah. But if they don't need a variance, then all they go in and get is a building permit.
Correct. Right.
Any building permits or anything?
Yes.
I don't work in building permits.
Okay. We're going to send Mr. O'Neill's going to go down there and take care of it, okay, sir?
Thank you. I can't say enough. Take care of it.
I'm going to take care of it. He'll at least bring the information back to the table. Okay? Mr. Mandrot?
Well, I'm Mandrot, 268 Bayside Drive. I want to know when they're going to dig the ditch out on Bayside Drive. Winter's coming.
Well, we actually just...
6 inches of water and...
We remember
that? I set up the truck up there every day with salt.
We discussed with Exxon, and actually we're going through the plan of the street, so we really don't have an answer yet.
Yeah, but the water in the ditch out, my son and Michael cannot keep digging that ditch out. And Exxon was supposed to dig the ditch because they put all the dirt in it. They didn't do it.
Did Exxon say that they... No, Exxon never... I mean, we discussed that with Exxon, but they didn't...
Well, they don't want to do nothing.
No, actually, they've been pretty cooperative, though. That's pretty true.
Not with the neighbors, they haven't.
Yeah, maybe not that, but as far as our request to the town, they've been pretty good. And we asked, in your plan for the street, did we have the clearing of that?
Yes, it was our plan is for it to be cleaned out.
Yeah, so it's in the plan.
Yeah. When are they going to pave the street then?
Well, we're going through the process now. Sorry.
No, I'll figure it out.
But we're right in the process of seeing what they're going to do for us. That's where we're at.
Worst case scenario, Mr. Hill, come and make sure we try to get it cleared. Mr. Mandrot and Mr. Hill's going to get me and see if we can do something.
Don, are you talking about the
later.
Upper side of where the project is?
Project all the way down to Marie Street.
I understand that, but from the project site up the hill or down the hill? Because down the hill seems to be clearer than we've seen it, but is it the upper hillside that's an issue too?
The upper hillside's an issue, but what happens is the water's level with the street we have down there, and it runs underneath the ground, and then it runs up, and it runs into condos, and it also runs into
All right, we'll take a look at it.
But, the sun down with the microphone today and dug it out, so we stopped the water from running across the street. So it was pretty good today when you guys were up there yesterday.
Go down, take a look, see what
we'll take a look. Thank you. The upper side or the lower side?
I'll just make the assessment. Where are we going to? Next is Mr. Redman.
How you doing? Kevin Redman, 7 Ocean Avenue. A couple questions. So what about the trees are removed off of Bay Avenue, I think in May, and you were supposed to repair the sidewalks. You cut down the trees, and were they raised?
I will be.
And Mr. Hill, I think, was walking around with Reggie Robinson taking a look at that. They haven't been done, or nothing's been done since May. That's the first thing. Second thing, the street sweeper. Is that available to be used in Highlands, or do we have it, or has that been repaired yet?
It's under repair.
Do you know if it's going to be repaired anytime soon, or can we borrow something?
Your question, is it going to be repaired anytime soon?
Yes.
It's under, Timmerman is the company. It's an older street sweeper. They've had to order additional parts. Those parts have been ordered. A purchase order has been issued. Once they commit to it, they're coming in to look. I told them I don't want them to go any further if they see other problems with this, because it's a financial issue of how far down the road we're going to go with the sweeper. But we do intend on getting it up, running, and out there again.
And last question I have is trailer park on top of the hill. I was out walking the streets doing some campaigning, and they said that there's a lot of different renters that are going there renting trailers. And I'm wondering, somebody asked me when I was out, has anybody checked on COs up there in the trailer park for people who are renting the trailers?
We can follow up with that. When we get a call into the office about something like that, we'll certainly follow up.
Okay. Just let me know.
Okay.
Got it, sir. Tara Ryan?
I'm going to pass my answer.
Okay. Ida Koch?
Hi. Commissioner Ida Koch at the Highlands Housing Authority. My term is coming up the end of November,
okay. And
I would like to be reinstated and appointed for another 5 years. If you would consider me, it's something that I really enjoy.
Okay.
And that's why I come up to ask you people. Tomorrow I'll come down to Ms. Cummins' office and fill out the proper paperwork. So thank you for whatever you can do.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And thank you for volunteering your time. I believe it's Roger Clemente?
Yes.
Pass? Okay. Okay. John?
That's me.
Hey, John. Hey, how are you?
Excuse me, does John have a last name?
John, I'm sorry, Bezier? And what's your address, John? And your address, I'm sorry.
15 Huggy Avenue.
Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I'm going to sound like a broken heart with you, but I still have a vested interest in my property, which borders Roger.
Okay.
And we're into our 6th week now. And what we have accomplished so far are legal briefs and partial engineering studies and non-communications. In the meantime, nature has not given us a break, you know. I walk up and down Rogers pretty frequently. My neighbor's property is nearly one of the tools. My property's next to him. All up and down Rogers, there are pronounced depressions all over. Now, as I said, we're into the 6th week. Nature's not giving us a break here. So is there anything new about this issue?
Since Monday night when we had our last meeting?
Right.
Yes. Go ahead, Mr. Hill. We got
Mr. Halfaker.
Mr. Halfaker, I apologize.
We're going to give you good news.
The property owner, the bulkhead owner, has presented an engineering plan for the Roger Street side to begin...
the total Roger Street side?
Well, to begin an investigation into the worst area of the Roger Street side, and depending on the results of that investigation, future work may...
Right?
Well, no. Well, all all I can tell you is that we've been waiting for an engineer's plan, which we've received and we've approved and given, you know, the go-ahead. So now the property owner has to follow through.
What?
To follow his engineer's plan, which is to dig out Rogers Street where the... I can't hear you.
Where the major depression is or mine is what?
You know, there's a 40-foot stretch that he wants to start at. I'm assuming... I'm not familiar with
Rogers
Street.
That's not enough to cover me.
No, I said where they're going to start, sir.
There's a 40-foot stretch where they want to start at, which I assume is the worst of it.
It is.
Based on what they find in that 40-foot stretch, their proposal is to go on to the rest of it, but we have to dig, they have to dig in that 40-foot stretch first to see how bad that stretch is.
After first, what happens to second?
Depends on what they find. That's
whatever they find.
As we talked about on Monday night, for those who don't know, Mr. Cobb is in the audience. Brian, thanks for coming out again. He had sent me an email and asked about some questions over the weekend about where we were at. We emailed back and forth. We come to the realization there was about 10 people that wanted the same answers in the area of the incident, shall we say, from the storm. We arranged a meeting here Monday night between myself, Brian, Mr. Franti was here, Mr. Hill, and about 10 or 12 of his neighbors. And we had set our goal for tonight was to be where we wanted to be, where we are right now. The go-aheads have been put in place in the last 48 hours, and we're going to start the process of exploring to repair.
Just again, we've got 40 feet to explore now, which would cover Brian's pretty well.
Well, I don't know where the 40-foot starts. I mean, we're going to look at the picking area.
A start.
I think it's mostly...
That's a start after 6 weeks. That's great.
That's why we had to go through the process, John. We explained that to you Monday night.
Know,
nothing's new.
I still don't accept it, but that's okay.
But just because you don't accept it doesn't make it not true.
Right, I know. Okay, now another issue. You say the individual owner has until October 31st to apply for FEMA, right? Now, my property is adjacent to your property. I don't have any damage yet, but it's coming. So on what basis do I apply to FEMA? As a potential hazard?
Can I answer that? It's up to you. It's totally up to you, sir. I can't give you the advice. You have to talk to the FEMA individuals. I can't answer for FEMA. So if you want to call them or register with them, I suggest
you
do so.
What I would do is document it, take pictures. If you have to, you know, take pictures and go down there and get their advice.
It's okay if I tell them it's your property that's jeopardizing mine, right?
I can't answer for FEMA, sir. I'm recommending...
I'm answering for me. I'm going to tell them... It's your property that eventually will jeopardize mine. Is that right?
Potentially, that's what it sounds like.
Right. Yeah.
And we're applying, we are applying, as we said, for many sites, that included as one of them, as the town. We have till the 15th, it is correct, to do that, and we're in the process of doing that.
And you guys are applying possibly for the 75, 25, or...
We're applying for the whole area, correct, Mr. Hill?
Yes.
That's the best case.
Front, back, side.
From what we're told right now, that's the best case, but we don't know how those numbers may come in. So,
okay. Yeah, they've told us the parameters so far. That might change, for better or worse. But we're applying in that deadline, so we don't miss an opportunity.
Okay, so Brian's exploration can begin tomorrow, right?
Can be what?
The exploration of his property can begin tomorrow, right?
As far as I know, it's exploration of borough property.
Yeah,
well, it's going to begin.
Yeah, but his property is rapidly becoming part of your property. Check it out. Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
You have, but he
has. But it's not his job to be there.
We were there the day it happened.
The property owner has been given the go-ahead. The bulkhead owner has been given the go-ahead to pursue his engineer's plans. We are urging him to do that immediately.
Now, to pursue his engineer's plans, that means he will have access to develop the plans?
Absolutely.
That's on record.
That's fine. That's what we promised John Monday night we were going for. And as I said on Monday night, we're not here to vilify or anything. We know it's a process, and I think that we're at the point now where we should be. Would have liked to have it sooner. Of course, everybody wants sooner.
Right.
But this is where we're at, and it's a big step, and we hope to, you know, get done as quick as we can. And we're applying on our end. I urge the private property owners to all apply also.
Yeah, when I apply privately, I'm going to point out FEMA, they'll accept it, that it's your property that eventually will jeopardize mine.
And like I said, I would document that too, John. Meaning would photographs, show them, so they may not know what you're talking about. That's all.
We got plenty of photographs.
No problem. Then use them. That's all I can tell you.
Okay.
Brian Wohnler? Wohnler? I'm
Brian
sorry.
Weinstein?
I apologize. Hi. What's your address, please, sir?
317 C Shore Drive.
Thank you.
I am the president of the Hillside Village Condo Association.
Okay.
Obviously, your reference to the mud.
Right.
We received a letter from Mr. Halfacre that went out to all the residents, Upper Hill, Lower, and everything else, along with the geotechnical report, which everybody has read and looked at. At this point, I'd like to know, has anybody responded?
I received a phone call from one of the upslope residents. Who maintained, and I don't know because I haven't looked at a map or compared it to the site, who maintained that their property was not a particular problem. And I received a phone call from an attorney who represents, I believe, yours, or might be representing your association.
Yes.
Those are the only responses I've received. And I got one return to send.
You can't say who it is because we would know whether...
It's not really subject for public debate as to whether, because frankly, it was a phone call. I don't know where their property is in relation to anything. I'm not going
to. So all the property owners, based upon your letter, have to respond to you in somewhat writing, identifying who they are.
Well, we asked, as you read the letter, we asked that each of the property owners respond within 2 weeks with their plan. I would not consider the phone call I received.
Okay, that was my question.
No, because yes. You really don't know if that's the right person.
The phone call I received, I would not consider responsive. It was just kind of a, hey, I got your letter, phone call.
Okay. We also drafted a letter as a board and sent that to the residents of Hill.
Okay.
Or directly, we sent it a copy to Timothy Hill. I don't know if you received it and sent it to the rest of the board.
I got it yesterday. We didn't disseminate it, but it was a letter that was...
This coincides with your letter.
Backing up his letter.
Backing up his letter. Obviously, we went into more, imminent danger and safety in that letter being down the hill. Our letter basically gave a one-week time printing, which by the time they got it, almost lines up with your two-week time printing.
Okay.
What we'd like to know as a board and as residents, what happens when nobody responds? Or responds negatively saying, yeah, so I'm not doing anything. Where do we go? And that, obviously, we have a professional geotechnical engineer's report
okay. That
says these structures could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
They might not be structurally sound.
Okay.
The hill is not stable. I mean, there's no question about it that the hill is not stable. You wrote a letter on behalf of the town wanting something done. What happens when the response is nothing? Where do we go from there?
As I advised, I think, last meeting, the enforcement of an imminent hazard, if you will, the enforcement of an abatement of an imminent hazard would be up to this body to decide whether they want to issue a summons and have the summons indicate that it's an ongoing violation and there'd be a maximum fine for every day of the ongoing violation.
So there is some enforcement at this point that could be done.
There is. The problem is, and I'll be brutally honest with you, frankly, the fix is well into six figures up there. And at some point, I think this board's concern, frankly, is to get it fixed. And I don't know if issuing a summons and $1,000 a day is a typical fine is going to be the fastest route to getting it fixed. It may come to that. This board has to make that decision as to whether to direct their code enforcement officer to issue that, and then it's going to be fought in municipal court. The problem is not going to be solved in municipal court. And I would like to hope that the upland owners will recognize that and take what steps they and their insurance companies think are appropriate.
Mr. Hefferson, what was the official date of that letter that you sent?
September 28th.
Okay. So... Within
2 weeks. It's a week. It was about a week. I guess it was a week ago.
Okay, so we're about 7 days away.
So that's where I indicated that by the next meeting, you're going to have to make decisions.
Okay. So that engineering report you have, that's since the incident of the hurricane?
It's when we all were assessed.
No, I thought you said you had another one backing me. I apologize.
No, okay.
So you said you had a private engineer, too.
We were informed by the Hilltop Condo Association that they are were interviewing or getting quotes from geotechnical engineers.
Okay.
Their own independently. Obviously, they have somewhat of a plan. considering, because they've been proactive from the get-go before anybody sent any letters. We don't know how extensive that's going to be,
right,
whether there's going to be recommendations, whether, you know, or where that's going to go. Their insurance adjuster was also the first insurance adjuster on the scene.
Okay.
From everybody's, okay, including our own. But obviously, that's only a portion,
right,
you know, of the hill and its problem. And we're just, you know, concerned. Obviously, this is not a quick fix. It's not an inexpensive fix.
Right.
You know, it's going to take some time. And obviously, if you're applying for FEMA with matching percentage money, obviously that would benefit the people that own that property if they do decide, or the insurance companies if they do, for whatever reason, continue with this. Would be a huge cost savings.
Right. And benefit everybody, quite frankly.
Right.
Yeah.
But I just don't know how far it can go. I mean, at what point in time? I do have a question, though. If the structural integrity of the two homes up there, one very particularly, very close to the edge, it's less than 5 feet,
right,
this property from the edge of the hill. It was brought into question by your geotechnical engineer of the structural integrity of this home. Don't you, town, have an obligation, since you know a structure may be unsafe, to go out and look at the structure? I mean, I know you say you can send a letter.
It does reach a point where the town would have to conceivably condemn the structure as unsafe. Just like if, you know, a roof collapsed or a storm ripped the roof off a building, right. At some point the town has the ability to say that.
Time, I realize that you can do that. I know you can do that. You can use eminent domain. You can take property. A lot of things that you can do. We're concerned with, we know and we have known since this geotechnical report came out, that this structure may be unsafe, including as well as the one next to it. At what point in time are you waiting for to have somebody go out there, your engineer, and look at this property and determine if it's unsafe? You have people living in these houses.
Right.
You have people living below these houses. If we're just waiting for responses to letters, and then we're going to pursue fines. That's not going to stop somebody from dying. If we know there's danger, a possible structural problem, at what point in time do you go out and look at the structure and enforce the safety of the people that live in those homes and help protect the people that live down below each other?
Mr. Harry, what's our legal mechanism in place to do that? Where would that begin? Sending code enforcement out or our engineer to back up?
Well, I think code enforcement is normally where you would start with that, but obviously it would require an engineer's opinion, so right. I'd send them both out. And again, it's just, you know.
We have the right to go there, or do we have to request? Because we requested and we were denied.
I don't know about that.
Somebody's building a deck on the back of their home and you don't have a permit issue for it, you go out and knock on the door. Where's your permit?
Code enforcement has the right to investigate. The property owner can ask them to leave their property, and code enforcement, you know, has to. At some point, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, it's not a hard and fast rule. But I would say it's, if this board desires to address the one house that's apparently that close to the edge, you could direct code enforcement and perhaps represent from the engineer to knock on the door. And
say the second home, I believe, is about 10 foot plus back. It's a little further back.
So the time frame for the first letter is going to lapse before the next meeting, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And Tim, can you, before the next meeting, have an assessment for us in writing? Obviously, you have to request to go. If you want them to knock on the door, that's fine. You can request and get an assessment. Or if they're thrown off the property, whatever that, you know, whatever happens up there. And we have to send someone out from T&M. To go with our code guy, that's fine. I think that's probably what we should do. So by the next meeting, we'll have an idea of what direction we're going in on both
properties.
I would. That's right. I mean, 5 feet is 5 feet. You could go away in the next rainstorm. Okay.
Tim has our contact information. During this process between now and the next meeting and so on, how much contact is he permitted to have with us?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't think I'm going to report back to you.
Well, I'm not asking a report, but, you know.
I mean, I can follow up. If you have a question, you want to give me a call, you're certainly welcome to contact me.
At what meeting will this be discussed against?
2 weeks from tonight, sir.
2 weeks from tonight.
Because the original letter that Mr. Heffaker sent lapses in between now and then.
Right.
That's the next governing body meeting.
Right,
so 2 weeks from tonight, clearly that happens, and we'll get that assessment, and we'll have it on the table for the next meeting.
We could very well get responses back saying, well, we're thinking about looking into it.
But we'll have that report also.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We just want to...
I think my letter asked, I don't have it in front of me, but I'm pretty sure I asked for a specific plan from the upland owners.
Oh, yeah. You're
so that's what we would expect to see, is some type of specific plan.
But doesn't it apply to the other two properties? I mean, that's the mall, and it's just those two. I only know one's 5 feet away. Maybe
everybody got the letter up there.
Yeah, we gave letters.
But I'm saying maybe that spurs the response, knowing that we're up there taking activity.
Or you could change maybe conducive relationship between the shitty ones.
You could spur that.
What do you want to do? I'm just.
You want to send it up before the letter expires or before?
When's the letter expire? When are they supposed to have the
letter? A week from yesterday, I think, right?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow, next Thursday?
What I received it on Thursday.
Yeah, I think it goes by the date.
It was dated on Wednesday, the 28th. So it would be 2 weeks from the date of the letter.
Oh, so it was dated the last council meeting. Right, wasn't it?
No, it was a week after.
Week after.
The borough council has asked that all upland property owners take affirmative steps within 2 weeks and report to the borough or this office the measures are being taken to stabilize the slope. That's dated September 28th. That's the day of the letter. So 2 weeks would be from September 28th.
Then I would wait till the letter expires.
Okay. So the letter expires next Wednesday? They'll be up there Thursday, Casey?
Well, you can send people up there prior to the expiration.
We're trying to weigh the keeping a relationship civil as opposed to spurring it to go not civil. That's all. Worst case scenario, we'll have an answer on both by the next council meeting.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? How you manage it, let's wait till that letter expires, okay. Send somebody up there.
I'll talk to our construction official to see.
So he knows it.
And to be very clear, too, our construction official has been involved when needed, but sometimes he can't make that direct determination.
That's so right.
That's why
Mr. Halfacre is sending... Send the engineer at the same time.
Send the engineer at the same time.
Because this is outside his...
Right. So if Paul gets back to me, I mean, I'll talk to him in advance. I'm not going to send him until we get the direction, but there may be follow-up needed.
And by the way, if somebody has a plan before that that's present Mr. Halfacre and it's favorable, then obviously we may not have to do that. But either way, by the next meeting, we'll have our answers, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
So that's where we'll wait for the letter to come in on a Wednesday. And
if it's not, we have a plan and start.
On Thursday, right?
We're expecting a response with some cooperation.
Right.
And if that doesn't go, then we'll take the next step, I think.
We'll go the route we have to go.
Send the guys out.
Other question. The geotechnical report from your engineer states about it does not recommend removal of mud at the base of the hill. The mud that is in our backyards in three locations, small, medium, and large, mm-hmm. are on our side of the creek. How are they considered to be at the base of the hill?
We did that.
Yeah,
I think that was
in a position
right,
where
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We can't do anything.
Well, we tend to think not, but.
Well, that's what I'm saying. His report is very vague on that. I have spoken to a geotechnical engineer, and without money to pay somebody at this point, our intentions was once we do have some insurance money, is to partially remove some of the material possibly. Partially place some of it back on the other side of the creek, which I've been told by opinions, nothing in writing, that could actually be beneficial.
Okay.
Some material back on the other side. Based upon the letter we received, everybody's in a panic. Oh, we can't touch anything now. And so we have a full geotechnical study, which is the implication in his report. So we're at a point now where it's like, if we touch anything, are we now taking liability if we go try to clean up our backyards?
Yeah.
That's two issues. One liability is going
to have to be. I mean, looking at the letter basically is like he's saying he doesn't recommend removing anything. He's not saying don't remove it, the hill's going to fall.
Just saying you don't recommend it.
Placing some of the material back over the hill, topping some of the trees, which could be falling over that are very close to the properties, these are all things we want to do. We believe we're going to have insurance money very soon. We have been approved.
Okay, good.
Okay. We don't know how much.
Sure.
When, you know, everybody, nobody's in a hurry but us. Okay. But we don't know what we can do at that point. As well as permitting. Do we need permit to move mud?
No.
I don't think. say so. I've never heard of any such a thing, but...
No. You're doing repairs. You're doing...
Right, that's what I, yeah, that's yeah. The way I would look at it. I've been in construction
for 20 years. Removal?
So. Well, basically, I don't want to speak on behalf of Sessi, who did the report. It wasn't our office that did that. I can certainly reach out to him and you know, express
your concerns
tonight and see if I can get some kind of a...
A little bit more of a definition.
A clarification.
Yeah, maybe like a clarification.
We'd like to play, obviously...
Understood.
There's three sections. One's very small. It's not much to move back.
Right.
The medium-sized one, once you take out some trees, there's not... There's some.
Right.
We'd like to possibly remove partial. Put some... We actually put some back because it's like down.
Let Dale call the gentleman of the office of the people that did and try to get it clarified a little better for
if
you.
If you get some clarification in writing, that would, one, it would save us from having to pay $3,000-$5,000 for a geotechnical engineer to come in and say, oh, yeah.
Right, move the door.
I mean, this is
not for enough. I'd want it in writing. Just, you know.
How are you?
This is so funny. He said, she said type of deal.
Plus, we don't want to proceed and have somebody from the town come in
stop.
And say, stop. You don't have a permit for this. You don't have permission. The geotech said not to do this.
Exactly. You have it clear cut. It's in writing. So I will talk to him tomorrow and try to get some kind of a clarification from him.
Okay. And Tim has our contact.
Absolutely. I'll work right back through Tim again, and then he could.
You'll be like, just figuring maybe a machine's whip through there to clear from the house and pile of dirt.
Yeah, but that's all there is. We only have a machine's whip between us and the creek.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we're only 10 feet from the creek. I mean, there's
okay.
That is clearing the whole area. Obviously, Ferry Landing next to us would like their drainage back, too.
Right.
Okay, have the water flowing back through the creek. yeah, but everybody feels like our hands are tied at this point.
Okay. Understood. I'll be tackling tomorrow.
And we will send that information out to you through Mr. Hill. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
One very minor issue.
Go ahead.
A couple of complaints from residents. The thresholds for the driveways in the front have, the asphalt has sunken slightly, and we have areas like that, we don't have big potholes. People with these low cars, they're dragging every time they're pulling in the driveway. I don't think it can be repaired right now because we have the water flow on the street from the pumps. If Tim can look at that, and then as soon as we do get some type of lack of water, the water's been flowing there every day constantly. I don't know whether a temporary patching, some asphalt there, so, you know. I've had two or three people say, you know, they can't even pull in the driveways now.
What is the where the outfall pipe from that pipe? Is it like that blue stuff that falls down when the water's not through it? You know what I mean? The pump has a leader coming out of it that goes to the street.
Oh yeah, that's where they're pumping
it,
water.
It's soft and falls down, right?
Yeah.
And you want to run the water to the other side of the street.
You want to run the pipe across the street?
Just to get the water out so you can patch.
So it's a patch that he's saying, temporarily.
Well, we don't have a patch. It's not our property. It's a town.
No.
That's
so
you.
Oh, okay.
They're just talking between themselves. Yeah.
You know, because you don't have to have it dry. You just got to get the water out of the hole. You just pull the patch.
We've got like 5 dry days of water. The water is not flowing. We'll be able to repair it.
So maybe by Monday.
But that's where it's great.
Every day they say it's going to be sunny and rain.
Exactly right. Seems like that's been happening.
I know it's a minor issue, but it's... You know.
Yeah, they'll have a guy put down and look at it tomorrow.
Thank you. That's
I might even do that myself.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Mr. Rosiak?
Hi, Fred Rosiak, 9 Rain Place. At the last meeting, Mr. Ramsey made a request if anyone had any information with public adjusters. I talked to two different insurance agencies, and they were very, very clear. The insurance company hates them. But the insured loves them. And basically their advice was, one gave you an example where many homeowner policies, I don't know if we have municipalities policy, but many homeowner policies have a hidden clause about debris removal. It's often 10 or 15% of what the total coverage is. The adjusters always get that charge for their clients. Because most homeowners file and go. So I guess the advice I got was if you know someone that's familiar with FEMA or other or claims but not experienced with it, I got the very, very strong feeling that we would be well served to talk to them.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I'll look for the adjournment.
Offered by Mayor Nolan. Second by Mr. O'Neill. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. Opposed? Being adjourned.
Thanks everybody for coming out tonight.